Wow, another episode of Saturday Nugget with Kojo Yanka. Good morning. How did the week go? Guess what? You're still alive, then you're still in the game. Good morning once again. My assignment today is to ask some rhetorical questions. What do you do in the sinning and weakness of vulnerable moments of the relationship? Anchor scripture, Romans chapter 5, the verse number 8. The Bible said, "But God demonstrated his love for us whilst we were still sinners. He died for us." In other words, whilst you were still not in your best shape, he acted upon it to save the situation. The key word I find in this scripture is endurance. We are not prepared to sacrifice a finger for our relationships now. Our relationships have become more like businesses, or better still, a business contract. If you don't do this, I'm out. If you do this, I'm in. Rather than building relationship, demonstrating our love for each other at the ebb of our lives. I believe that if Jesus was going to look at what we were doing with our lives, he wouldn't have come to die for us. But he died for you because he knew, or he foresaw something in you. What are you seeing in the relationship? What are you prepared to give up for the relationship? My point is this. There are some things that your partner will do to you, or there are things that your partner will do and you feel hurt. And trust me, they did it not because they wanted to hurt you. They did it because it's a weakness on their part. Are you prepared to help them come out of that situation? Or you will just go on fighting him or fighting her for things that they are struggling with, that because of the I am not happy, I am sad, you are bringing the whole relationship to a halt. Don't settle for the premarital counseling. Postmarital counseling is what will save the day. Because the Bible makes it very clear that knowledge shall be the stability of our times, including some nuggets that I'm giving you this morning. Trust me, you will never nag them to change, because you cannot make them stronger by always pointing out their weaknesses. As we bring the curtain down today, I want you to understand that you need to put emotions and feelings sometimes aside and look at the bigger picture. And I tell you, what is happening is not going to take text messages. It's not going to take emotions. It's looking each other eyeball to eyeball and telling them that we started this thing and we are going to finish it. I mean to say, this episode of the relationship shall come to pass if only you put emotions aside and say that, although you are a sinner, I'm going to die for this relationship. It will pay off, and you will look back one day and say that, for what we have been through, it was worth paying the price for this relationship. Why not give me a call on 079-5049-7711, or send me an email on robertyanka@gmail.com. If he gives me the grace, Kojo Yanka will be knocking your door next Saturday with another nugget. Till then, stay blessed and have a very good weekend.